What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I'm Kitty.
And I'm Mick. And this is our Emmy Award preview. We're going to talk about who is nominated and who we think is going to win, and some fun facts about the Emmys that you might not know.
Now, we love the Emmy Awards. I especially love the Emmy Awards because I watch a lot more TV than I do movies most of the time. And so, I like the Emmys. You're an Emmy winner yourself.
Oh, I am. I am a Midwest Regional Emmy Award winning journalist.
It's a big deal. It's a good thing. I don't know. Knowing how the regional Emmys work, I don't know if
that's
how.
It's kind of how. Right. It's all political.
Right. It is. Yeah. It is. Okay. Yeah.
Well, even like the Oscars. I mean, it's all about campaigning.
Yeah.
And with the regional Emmys, you're not campaigning necessarily, but there are a lot of politics. I don't want to go into it, so on record what I want to say, but yeah.
But the thing is, like, you don't just get nominated and you get your statue. I mean, you have to pay, you have to be a Emmy member, you have to pay for your statue,
you also have to judge other Emmys.
Right, exactly. So,
You have to play the game.
Right, it's a lot more complicated than people think. This is not just a, we really, really like what you're doing, so here's a award for no reason. Talent obviously is part of it anyway. We could get into a whole discussion.
But even on the national level, it's kind of the same thing. It's not everyone watches everything, but also, well, they did really good this year, but we're gonna wait and we'll give it to them next year.
Right.
We want to give it to Seinfeld because it's the last season.
Yeah.
You know, it's
it's
not necessarily always on who is the most talented or has the best show or whatever.
Yeah. So. I didn't mean for us to go in that direction, but it's just...
You pointed us right in that
direction. I just said you were an Emmy. Anyway, I didn't really... I just want people to know it's a lot more complicated. It's not so cut and dry. Anyway. Let's talk about the Creative Arts Emmys.
Yes, which, so that's kind of one of the fun facts. There have already been Emmys that have been handed out.
Exactly. So they usually do this the weekend before the big ceremony, and Creative Arts Emmys are typically for things like, you know, technical stuff, lighting, makeup, you know, stuff like that.
That you're not going to see on the TV show.
Right, exactly. But they did give away some of the smaller, I guess you could say smaller, talent categories. So the winners were Best Guest Actor in a Drama Series with Gerald McRaney on This Is Us. He plays Dr. K, and if you watch the show, you know he's very well deserved. And you know, this is his first Emmy nomination in 50 years. That blows my mind.
I mean, I guess Simon and Simon, he wouldn't
and
have gotten an
Major
Emmy.
Dad, probably not.
Yeah, I guess not. But I guess not.
Anyway, he is fantastic on This Is Us. So I'm really happy. He won. Alexis Bledel also won for Best Guest Actress in a Drama Series for The Handmaid's Tale, which I think is completely deserved, too. It's really
absolutely.
Off-win.
Highly recommend that
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. And then Best Guest Actor in a Comedy Series, Dave Chappelle for hosting Saturday Night Live. And then Melissa McCarthy won the same category for her hosting gig at Saturday Night Live.
Best Guest Actress playing Sean Spicer.
Yes. So, anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are some of the ones that I'm really glad she, Melissa McCarthy won for playing Sean Spicer, because she deserves it.
And Spicer was on Kimmel this week, which I don't think we should give him any more free publicity, but he thought it was funny, but, you know, of course he went off, and I don't want to get too political, but, you know, he stood by the fake news bullshit.
Right.
Whatever, dude. You are a fucking clown and a joke.
He's going to write a book. You know, I'm
they're
sure.
all writing books.
Right, exactly. So.
Anyway, so she, he thought she was funny, but whatever.
Well.
And we think he's a joke. So, okay, so here's a little bit more about Emmy. I kind of found this fascinating. So The Emmy statue was actually designed in 1948 by a television engineer who modeled it after his wife. And so it's supposed to depict a winged woman, which I know his wife wasn't winged, but holding an atom. And it's the figure is symbolic of television as a union of art, which is represented by the wings, and science, which is then represented by the atom. Each prize weighs nearly 7 pounds and stands 5.5 inches tall. I want to go get my Emmy and see if it...
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
let's put a pause. Let's pause.
Okay, we're going to pause this. We'll pause. We're going to go get his Emmy and then check it out. So hold on.
Okay, so we have the Emmy. I weighed it while I was upstairs. So it wasn't very scientific how I weighed it, because you really just can't plop an Emmy on a scale. Like a scale with that you measure like your body weight. So there was a 5 pound difference when I had it, when I didn't have it, but anyway, whatever. Okay, so we're gonna measure here.
I'm measuring now.
Oh, so it isn't as tall.
No, it's not as tall. We were debating whether these were, because we're just looking at this picture of Stephen Colbert holding one, and we're like, I don't know, they look smaller, but it looks.
The same
as what? Like, so we can tell.
This one is 13.
13,
so
okay.
So it's 2 inches. Okay, so 2 inches smaller.
Uh-huh.
And 2 inches lighter.
And 2 pounds
lighter.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Okay.
But it's very similar. I mean,
it's very similar.
So when you win an even the smaller Emmy, the regional Emmy, I cannot sell this. I can't sell this.
Well, why?
I have to include this in my will.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, so there is, I mean, it's serious.
Wow.
So, yeah, you cannot sell an Emmy.
Huh.
You can gift it.
You can gift it. You can leave it to somebody.
Yes. So, like, in your will, you can gift it, but you cannot sell it.
That's interesting.
So.
I mean, who's buying a regional Emmy?
Right?
I don't know. I mean, I can understand I'll buy, you know, a Robert Redford's Emmy, but.
Right.
I don't know.
But, I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure there's some people out there who want to mix Emmy.
And it, I mean, it is, it's.
Yeah, I mean, it's sturdy, it's beautiful, and so.
But I will say, when you're looking at the Stephen Colbert picture, the ball looks smaller.
The ball looks smaller on the regional ones. The.
Yeah.
Yeah, the primetime ones.
So it's actually probably the ball that makes it.
Probably.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is coming, I mean, it is coming from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences.
Yeah.
So.
Let me see. Let me just...
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We spent a lot of time talking about
Yeah, sorry. We apologize for that. Anyway, it is.
Just in case you wanted an inside knowledge of what.
So a winged woman holding
an
atom.
Like.
Yeah, represents the art and science of the Emmy Award. So I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've never really thought about what the statue even means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
and I guess the number of nominees also in each category, it's not always consistent.
Yeah. It says this year, for instance, there are 6 nominees in most of the acting categories, though some comedy lead actress, drama lead actor, and drama supporting actor contain 7. There's also 7 nominees in the drama and comedy series category. So since 2009, each of the acting categories has had 6 nominees as a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And however, additional nominees are permitted if the actor or actress receives within 2% of the vote of the lowest vote getter of those 6 nominees. So if someone gets enough votes, they can be added into the category. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I thought it was interesting. This year, MTV... It got rid of the actor and actress categories. It's all one acting category. So, but I think they have different acting categories. So, I mean, besides drama and comedy, I think they then split it up into streaming and, I don't know, something like that, where you still have about the same number of acting categories, but they're pitting all the actors, not just male and female.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know how I feel about
that. I don't know either. I mean...
So let's say you're only going to have 6 actors.
Right.
You're scaling it down from 12 to 6.
I agree. I mean, I get why they're doing that.
I get it too, I think.
But I think having 2 separate categories widens out the nominee list, you know? Because, I mean...
How are you going to compare?
Right.
Well, I mean, I guess some people...
I don't know.
If you're all in the comedy, how can you say Julia Louis-Dreyfus first? I don't know.
I don't know.
I can see it both ways.
I can see it both ways too. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Anyway, apparently there's a new voting system for the Emmys. It's easier to win. I don't really understand this, but because the winner is determined by a weighted plurality, mm-hmm. a nominee only needs to earn 70% of the total vote in a field of six to win. That doesn't seem so hard, though, does it? Mm. According to this article.
But you can have a split. So I see kind of what they're saying there. So you have, let's say you have American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. You have, well, Jessica Lange was always a lead actress. But then you have the supporting categories. So you would have Kathy Bates. Let's say Coven, for example. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about this the other day. The show Coven, American Horror Story. So you'd have Kathy Bates, Angela Bassett, Sarah Paulson.
Right.
So let's say that they're going to vote for someone within American Horror Story. Or there's a good chance that someone's going to vote for one of the three, and then it splits the vote, and then it's somebody that's not in American Horror Story that gets it. Because they're only going to vote for one. So, things like that. I don't know.
And apparently each statue, like, will have the winner's name along with the character that they play. I like that. Yeah. You know, it's like you got an Emmy for playing that specific character, so it's mm-hmm. nice that it's on there. So, anyway, what else we got here?
And I guess the show has it. I mean, everyone complains about how long the award shows end up being. But apparently, they have experimented in the past with a shorter format. And I guess it was 65, the Academy tried just four categories, programs, acting, directing, and writing, with multiple winners in each, but the result of the new format, five shows were honored, and the next year the awards just returned to the previous format of having more than 20 major categories, and it's clearly stayed that way ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting, and only three shows have won Best Reality Competition Program: The Amazing Race, which wins all the time, The Voice,
I love The Amazing Race,
and Top Chef. They actually broke Amazing Race's 7-year winning streak in 2010. So it'll be interesting. All three shows are nominated again this year.
I hope
RuPaul's Drag Race is also nominated. Yeah, I hope they win too, because I love RuPaul. So, and all the hosts weren't always entertainers. I'm reading this. Sorry. I guess a governor of California hosted one time in 1951.
Chief Justice of the United States.
And he presided over Brown v. Board of Education. God, how boring. Did they televise them back then in the 50s? I don't know. Oof. So, I mean, if it's not televised, I can understand that thinking. I mean, it's just a ceremony, right?
Yeah.
But on television, like, you have to make it entertaining for people watching. So maybe that's where they switched to.
Yeah, that probably is.
It's crazy.
Thank you, TV Guide, for that facts that helps us. The Emmys article.
Yeah, we like finding interesting stuff like that. So, all right. So, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna just go over the major categories of TV, like drama, comedy, and the acting categories, because we're not gonna go through every category.
Let's do who we want to win and who we think should win.
Okay. All right. We'll read you a list of the nominees, and then we'll say who we want to win and who we think's gonna win. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, cool. So we're going to start with Best Drama Series. Mm-hmm. Here are the nominees. Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. God, I would be terrible at this.
You started out really strong, though.
But I would be... Best
Drama Categories.
I would be reading a teleprompter, hopefully, so I'm not reading. Well, I kind of am here.
Sometimes it makes it worse.
Anyway.
For some of those presenters.
Call Saul, The Crown, Netflix series, The Handmaid's Tale, House of Cards, Stranger Things, This Is Us, and Westworld. So who do you want to win?
This is a tough
This
category.
Is a tough one.
So I really want... I don't want to do that. I don't want to split the vote. Oh, I think this one or this one. I want Westworld to win.
Really?
I know. I was gonna go with Stranger Things, because Westworld was confusing, but
it comes together great, and it was so done well.
And I love Stranger Things.
I know.
Love Stranger Things.
And The Handmaid's Tale too. Yeah.
The Handmaid's Tale is gonna win. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
The Handmaid's Tale will win, but I would I would like to see Westworld.
I mean, this is a hard one. If I had...
Oh, you have Mrs. Us in this too, but...
Right. No, I would want... I don't know. There's so many good ones. I would be happy with any of some of these winning. Except for House of Cards. I don't want House of Cards. I know. Honestly, my heart tells me This Is Us should win. Because it's so good. Mm. Or The Handmaid's Tale. But I do think... I don't know. I think The Handmaid's Tale is going to win just because of the buzz and given the political climate. I think it's going to win because it was such a poignant series and a very well done series.
And also remember, in these award shows now, broadcast shows don't win.
This is very true.
They don't.
No, that's very true. Absolutely. But
This Is Us, it is huge. Even
Stranger Things was so well done too. Yeah. I mean, This Is Us is a really well done show. Mm-hmm. So is Westworld. So this is a really tough category. So. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see who wins. Mm-hmm. All right, best comedy series nominees. Atlanta, Blackish, Master of None, Modern Family, Silicon Valley, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Veep. Who do you want to win?
I want Blackish to win. This past season, spot on. They took some really heavy subjects and made them very entertaining.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. And the cast is great. I know you hate the lead actor.
But, I'm not a fan of Anthony Anderson. That I don't like the show. I mean, I know I don't watch it often, but I mean, it is a great show.
He's really good in it, though.
I just don't like him. I just can't get over it.
Anyway, I want Blackish to win, but I think... But who will win? Veep.
I think Veep's going to win, too. I do.
I didn't even watch this last season. But
I haven't either, but I mean, it is a brilliant show. I don't want Modern Family to win. Look, I love Modern Family, but it wins all the time.
Atlanta. I don't know. I did try and watch the first episode, and...
You know, Silicon Valley, too. I think there's something said there. That's where. But I want Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt to win, because I think it's really funny. I don't think it's going to win, but I would love for it to win, but I do think it's going to be Veep.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving the... It seems like the type of show that's going to win.
Yep.
So, anyway. All right, best limited series. I think we already know the answers to this. Right.
Okay, so best limited series. We have Big Little Lies, Fargo, Feud, Bette and Joan, Genius, The Night Of. So, who do I want to win? Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Who will win? Big Little Lies.
It has to, right? It has to.
Fargo was not that great this season.
I don't think...
The Night Of was strong.
Yeah.
And Feud was great.
Yeah.
But Big Little Lies... I think it's hands down.
Hands down. Agreed. I think Big Little Lies is going to take that one, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Best Actress in a Drama Series. Here are the nominees. Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder. Claire Foy, The Crown. Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale. Carrie Russell, The Americans. Evan Rachel Wood, Westworld. And Robin Wright, House of Cards. Well, here's who I want to win, Elizabeth Moss. Who would I think is going to win? I think Elizabeth Moss is going to win. She's fantastic. I really do think she's going to win. It's a tough category because they're all really good.
So, obviously, I want Elizabeth Moss to win, too, for The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I think will win? I think it will be either, and this is going to have to be an either. It can be Viola Davis.
The cop out.
Or, I know it is. But no, that's who I want to win. But probably will. It'll either be Robin Wright.
I bet. I mean, she.
Or Claire Foy. Actually, Claire, because she won last.
Yeah, that's right. She did. She did win.
How could she have won last year?
I don't know. She did. Maybe she that was something. A Golden Globe.
Oh, Golden Globes.
Probably Golden Globe. I know.
Damn, Golden Globes. Fuck us up.
It's probably Golden Globe.
She won.
Wait a minute. She did win.
Season one.
Wait.
Okay, so now that it's extended, Claire Foy's out because it's win too much time. Golden Globes, like, that was new.
That's
the thing with these bingeable series.
Right.
The voters, they've already seen, they saw the clown, the crown months ago.
Right.
So then. It would be Handmaid's Tale.
I think it's going to be Elizabeth because she's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I mean, Evan Rachel Wood was really good too in Westworld.
She was.
And Robin Wright is always stellar. So that's a hard category again.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting. But my gut tells me Elizabeth Moss. But you know, we don't always agree with the Emmy voters. So.
No.
Right.
No.
You want to read Best Actor?
Oh, yeah. All right, so a Best Actor in the drama, in a drama series, we have Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us, Anthony Hopkins, Westworld, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Matthew Reese, The Americans, Liv Schreiber, Schreiber, Ray Donovan, Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes, there you go.
This Is Us. So here we go. This is, we have this category where now I'm going to say it's not going to be either one of the This Is Us people because they're going to knock each other. They're going to cancel each other out.
I really want Sterling K. Brown to win.
I know, but again, this is a category.
Especially on this show, he is so good.
Unless he just blows it out. But I don't.
You know, Liev Schreiber. So. He's won for Ray Donovan though before, hasn't he? Mm-hmm.
You also have Anthony Hopkins, and you have Kevin Spacey.
You're right. And they're both.
And you have to think about these Emmy voters.
Right.
They're old. They're really old.
Yeah.
They're old, and they probably didn't watch Westworld, but Anthony Hopkins' name's on there, so they know. Have watched Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
I am going to go. Again, I'm basing this on the fact that I think This Is Us dudes are going to cancel each other out.
I hope not.
I think it will be who I want to win. I want in that. Okay. I want Sterling K. Brown to win. Yes, clearly.
He's so good.
I think it will be. I think it'll be Anthony Hopkins. Yeah. His House of Cards wasn't. I don't know.
My heart tells me Sterling K. Brown, but you're probably right. Anthony Hopkins. I can see it because he's Anthony Hopkins and Westworld was such a hit and, you know, all that stuff. So. Yeah, I can see it. Best Actress in a Comedy. We're getting into the comedy now, so here we go. Yep. Best Actress in a Comedy Series. Pamela Adlin? I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. Better Things. I think that is a Hulu show? Okay. Hulu or Amazon? One of those. Jane Fonda, Grace and Frankie. Allison Janney, Mom, Ellie Kemper, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep. Tracy Ellis Ross, Blackish, and Lily Tomlin, Grace and Frankie.
Okay, so again, Grace and Frankie, canceling each other out. Better Things, we don't even know that show, so I'm pretty sure.
I've seen ads for it, I've never watched it, and I know this woman, her face is really familiar, and she seems great, but yeah, I don't really know much about that show. Who do I want to win? Tracy Ellis Ross, I really love her.
Oh my God.
And she won.
She carries the show.
Did she win an Emmy last year or was that a Golden Globe?
Again, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Stupid Golden Globes. We didn't do our homework. Sorry.
You know, sorry.
You can Google it. Right. Your phone knows you're thinking about it, so it'll figure it out.
That's right. It'll know you're listening to this and then you can just get right. Exactly.
It will be Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
It'll be Julia. I think it'll be Julia or Allison Janney just because they're both well respected.
Yeah, but.
I mean, Jane Fonda.
I don't think people. Many people watch Mom.
I don't know if people watch Mom. I don't like Mom.
I mean, it could be a horse race between Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Tracy Ellis Ross. Yeah.
Did Julia win? Not that Julia doesn't win, deserve to win because she is
every year
so funny, like unbelievable. But yeah, she wins every year. You know, I wish they would give it to somebody else.
Mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up.
And again, Veep has one more season, so don't give it to her this season. Give it to her next season.
Right, and. Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda both are fantastic on Freaking Grace and Frankie. So I don't know. That's another tough one. So we'll see. Yeah. Best actor in a comedy series.
All right. We have Kat's favorite. Anthony Anderson, Blackish. Aziz Ansari, Master of None. Zach Galifianakis, Baskets. Donald Glover, Atlanta. William H. Macy, Shameless. And Jeffrey Tambor, Transparent. Okay. So you have Jeffrey Tambor, just like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, wins
every year. I mean, and granted, yes, he does amazing work. He's amazing on Transparent. But yeah, he wins every year, you know, and
I will say I want Aziz to win.
I'd love to see Aziz win.
I think Donald Glover's going to win.
Donald, did they win an Emmy?
It's probably a Golden Globe.
It's probably a Golden Globe.
How many times? Let's just assume.
But they've won something, and I can't remember if it was an Emmy or a Golden Globe. Because I remember Donald, and I don't remember if it was Donald or if it was
the Golden
Globes
ruin it for everybody. So, let's say
We don't. I know they've won before, some sort of award before.
And they've only had season one.
Right, and so Donald Glover is fantastic. So, it would be great if it was going to be, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Best Actress in a Limited Series or TV Movie. Carrie Coon, Fargo. Felicity Huffman, American Crime. Nicole Kidman, Big Little Lies, Jessica Lange, Feud, Bette and Joan, Susan Sarandon, same show, Feud, Bette and Joan, and Reese Witherspoon, Big Little Lies. Okay, here we go. So everyone's canceling each other out, but I still believe that Nicole Kidman will
Nicole Kidman, take hands it. Down. She's who I want to win, and I think she's who should win. Absolutely. She, I mean, Big Little Lies. Reese was great, too, but, I mean, comparing the two, I think Nicole Kidman knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do think she's going to win, and I really hope she does. So, we'll see. Best actor in a limited series or TV movie, Riz Ahmed, the Night of, Benedict Cumberbatch, Sherlock, The Lying Detective, Robert De Niro, The Wizard of Lies, Ewan McGregor, Fargo, Jeffrey Rush, Genius, and John Turturro, The Night of. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I haven't, the only thing I've watched is Sherlock. So
Wizard of Lies, that's the one with Michelle Pfeiffer. We were talking about
earlier. Okay.
Sorry. Side note.
I can't speak, educatedly on this, but.
Yeah, I can't either. I would just go with Sherlock.
I mean, Benedict, this was the last season, of Sherlock. He's fantastic as Sherlock, but he's won before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it would be nice to see somebody like Riz Ahmed. I know who's supposed to be fantastic in The Night Of, or John Turturro. But I don't know. We'll see. Joffrey Rush too. Who knows? But
oh, Joffrey Rush.
Yeah, that one. I can't speak intelligently on that one, so that won't be a surprise for us. All right, let's get to best supporting actress in a drama. This one has Yuzo Aduba, who plays Crazy Eyes on Orange Is the New Black. Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven on Stranger Things. Anne Dowd, who plays the aunt. In The Handmaid's Tale.
Aunt Lydia.
I just looked that up. I can remember her.
Sure.
Chrissy Metz, This Is Us, Thandie Newton, Westworld, and Samir Wiley, The Handmaid's Tale. Another one. This is a really, really great, strong, wonderful woman in this. I mean, how great would it be for Millie Bobby Brown to win? I mean, she's not going to win. No. I don't think, no. But how great would it be if she won? They might surprise us in a lecture. But
no. She didn't really have many. I mean, she's great in it.
Also, I'm just going to say I want either Millie Bobby Brown or Chrissy Metz to win because Chrissy Metz is really great on This Is Us too. But I think it might be Thandie Newton.
See, I'm opposite of you. I want Thandie Newton to win because of Westworld.
Mm-hmm. She was fantastic.
Crazy.
I mean,
good.
I would be happy if she won too.
But really, it's gonna be Chrissy Metz with This Is Us.
I think you're right. Yep. I mean, they're all really good. Samir Wiley too, and The Handmaid's Tale. I mean, this is another really tough cat because each of these women are fantastic.
Yep.
You know, so I think if just any one of them, I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
All right. Best supporting actor in a drama series. You have Jonathan Banks, Better Call Saul. Ron Cephas Jones in This Is Us. David Harbour, I think. I don't know. Stranger Things. Michael Kelly, House of Cards. John Lithgow, The Crown. Manny Patinkin, Homeland. Jeffrey Wright, Westworld. I forgot Jeffrey Wright was in Westworld.
I did too.
But now I remember.
He's Bernard.
Okay, so who I want to win? I want Jeffrey Wright to win. And who I think will win will be John Lithgow.
I want Ron Cephas Jones to win. Did you finish This Is Us?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the episode?
Yeah, when he died.
Yeah, when he died. Yeah.
He's back this season.
I'm sure we're getting flashbacks, but he. Not
flashbacks, apparently.
What?
Ghost.
Oh. Okay. What?
Oh anyway, yeah, he was.
I mean, he was so good, and that episode just killed me. So I really want him to win, just because he was phenomenal. But yeah, I could see John Lithgow winning or Jeffrey Wright. I think Jeffrey Wright should win too. I would be happy with that, but yeah, I could see that. And David Harbour, he was really good as the sheriff. So,
apparently, season two is supposed to focus on him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great. I don't know. Yeah, that's another tough one, but I could see it. Yeah, going to John Lithgow or hopefully Jeffrey Wright. But I would love Cephas Jones to win. Okay, let's go to best supporting actress in a comedy series: Vanessa Bayer, Saturday Night Live; Anna Chlumsky, Veep; Katherine Hahn, Transparent; Leslie Jones, Saturday Night Live; Judith Light, Transparent; and then Kate McKinnon, Saturday Night Live. So this is another bunch of funny people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, Kate McKinnon's won before. Leslie Jones would be great if she won. It would be really great if she won. Mm-hmm. won an Emmy. I think it's going to be Judith Light, maybe.
Could be.
Or Kate McKinnon.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anna Chlumsky should win, too.
She's great. Yeah, she's great on Veep. And yeah. I would love Catherine Hahn to win just because she's Catherine Hahn.
Oh, God.
Because she's so good in everything. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. And I don't think she gets the recognition mm-hmm. she deserves at all. So,
no.
Yeah, I'm glad that she's nominated. So, that'll be an interesting one.
All right, so we have Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. We have Louis Anderson, Baskets, Alec Baldwin, Saturday Night Live, playing our awful president, Titus Burgess, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Ty Burrell, Modern Family, Tony Hale, Veep, and Matt Walsh, Veep. So again, Veeps cancel each other out.
Yeah.
I want Titus to win.
I want Titus to win so much. He's so funny.
But unfortunately, it'll probably be Alec Baldwin.
It'll probably be Alec Baldwin. You're right. For playing Donald Trump.
And it's
right.
interesting because he's not in the guest category in this. He's actually in the best supporting actor in the comedy series. And that is because he was on Saturday Night Live so much.
So much. And I'm sure he will be next season.
Yeah, he's already said he is.
And Louis Anderson also won for Baskets before. I think that was Golden Globes as well, but...
It was.
Yeah, anyway, so there we go. All right, Best Supporting Actress in a Limited Series or TV Movie. We have Judy Davis and Feud, Bette and Joan. Laura Dern, Big Little Lies. Jackie Hoffman, Feud. Regina King, American Crime. Michelle Pfeiffer, The Wizard of Lies. And Shailene Woodley, Big Little Lies. Some more Big Little Lies. I want Laura Dern to win.
Laura Dern.
And I think...
Laura Dern.
I think she's going to win.
Dern.
I don't think Shailene Woodley's going to win.
It's Laura Dern.
Yeah, it's probably
it's Laura.
Or
Dern.
Michelle Pfeiffer, just because she's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Sure.
I think
nobody
it's going to be.
The
I think it's
going to
be. Yeah, right. Shailene Woodley, I think she was fantastic, but I don't think she really compared to the others. No.
She
sorry.
Was.
Yeah,
she
sorry.
Still isn't
no.
the actress that I think she needs to
right.
be.
Right, yeah.
I like her. It's good. It's
yeah,
just...
I really liked her in that, but no. I don't think she's going to win that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, great, good for her for getting nominated, so.
Right. All right, our final category, Best Supporting Actor in a Limited Series or TV Movie. We have Bill Camp, The Night Of, Alfred Molina, Feud, Bette and Joan, Alexander Skarsgård, Big Little Lies, David Thewlis, Fargo, Stanley Tucci, Feud, Bette and Joan, and Michael K. Williams, The Night Of.
I want...
Well, there's really only one.
Alexander Skarsgård?
Yeah.
He was, I mean, he was great.
He's
great. I want him to win. I love Alexander Skarsgård. I could see Stanley Tucci taking it, just because he's Stanley Tucci, or even
Alfred
Molina.
Alfred Molina was really good.
Right.
You never watched Feud?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
But, you know...
You would like it.
I know. I need to go back and watch it. But there you go. Those are the major categories. That's what we think. And... We'll be watching Sunday night, and we'll be tweeting,
mm-hmm.
and so we can't. I can't wait to see. We'll have to see how our predictions
mm-hmm.
went.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say we have a good grasp on. At least for me, I'm like, I know who should win.
Right.
They don't always. Whoever should win doesn't always win.
Well, so tell us about that article you were reading about the Emmy.
So
voters.
I was reading. Hollywood Reporter posted an article, and it was a Emmy voter who wrote about kind of his process. In voting, and it's anonymous, so it didn't say who it was, but you could tell from the sense he's an older white guy, and you know, it's just interesting things like, you know, like, oh, I want to vote for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, but you know, I'll vote for that in a couple years, or like, you know, I think Donald Glover's really talented, but I don't think Atlanta's funny, and you know, I just, you know, I'm not going to vote for him. And it's just, it's that kind of thinking. This is why the same people win over and over again, in my opinion. This is why, because there's not a lot of diversity, which has been an issue in Hollywood, obviously, over the past couple years.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying, but I think they need to widen out the Emmy voters.
Absolutely.
I mean, they need to get some young blood in there, people who are watching these other shows that,
mm-hmm.
you know, aren't necessarily marketed to older middle-aged men. So,
right.
Anyway.
Well, and it also goes to... the decline in the TV ratings.
Yeah, right.
Like, well, we know Julie Louis-Dreyfus is going to win again this
uh-huh.
year. We know that Modern Family is going to win
right.
for
There's
the
no
22nd
surprises.
Time.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's the one thing I like so much. And we've been talking about the Golden Globes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the Golden Globes, I feel like they have a little bit more of an idea of not necessarily what's popular, but stuff that should be recognized.
Right, I agree.
That just by a nomination, that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
They need to actually win the statue.
Yes. I would agree with that.
And I really like the Golden Globe categories.
I do too.
Compared to some of the other award shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Throw my phone around.
Thank God you don't have that new phone yet.
I know, right? It's glass. It's going to be bad when I drop it.
Anyway, Stephen Colbert is hosting this year's awards. It's airing on CBS Sunday night, I think. Probably 6 or 7. I think 7 is probably when the ceremony starts, but you know, they usually do a big red carpet. So if you like that sort of thing, tune in beforehand. Anyway, yeah, so we'll talk to you later. And be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram. It's all agallandagay. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want to email us, we're at agallandagay@gmail.com.
And also, you can leave us a voice message. We will play it on our podcast. That number, 816-237-8422. Again, 816-237-8422. Join our conversation talking about pop culture and all that good stuff. And we appreciate you listening.
Yes, please. And just while we're talking about TV, we are working on a big fall TV preview podcast. So look for that to be posted soon. So, all right. Until next time, guys. Bye. Recording. Testing it out. This is our Emmys podcast.
Pravia. It's our Emmys Pravia.
I was going to say preview and pot, but it came out together. Pravist. I don't know.
Pravist.
Anyway.